Yo, what's up, family? Welcome to another episode of Fresh Pharaoh Entertainment. We're your host. I'm Horace the Pharaoh.
It's the spider Don. You seen it?
In the spot, right? God, coming at you.
I knew y'all was going to do it. I knew it.
No, bro, I got the inspiration from where
it was just the last episode. I said he been practicing. He said he wasn't going to
do it. Nah, nigga, I knew he was going to come with some Spider-Verse shit. Nigga, I was like, I'm going to hit him with this one, man.
Oh, man. So, you all read the title. You know what I'm saying? We're going to talk about, I guess, essentially resentment and dealing with, I guess, how I interpret it is kind of like dealing with the emotions of humanity. So it'll kind of be broad, I guess, my takes on it, but it'll still encompass that part of the topic. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So without further ado, let's get ahead and jump in it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, man. So I feel like my biggest thing with this topic is like, first, what does resentment even look like to y'all?
What does resentment look like?
Yeah, like, I feel like everybody be holding shit in, or at least most people. So, like, how does that look when you do it? You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to go last because I know how I'm going to get. Like, well, as you know.
Well, can I hit him with it? Well, as you know, I'm not the type to want to display like how I'm feeling off rip. So I'll let that shit like kind of like that in the moment of letting it feel the strongest. I'm a like hold it down. So I'm like in private and then let that shit go. Cause I don't want to make like no scene, but I ain't gonna lie, bro. I'd be sour. I'd be high behind that poker face. Like, God dang, I'm pissed off right about now. And then I try to like let it vent somewhere more productive. Like I do like put like get lost in like a work or do like a craft or work out or something to let that burn off. But I be knowing, boy, I be fuming.
Well, you better than me, but I'm spiteful. See, I'm chill as fuck. But when some shit rub me the wrong way, I'll be thinking in the back of my head, I'll be like, yeah, that shit never gonna happen again. So I'll be like not really holding a grudge, but it's just like, yeah, you know, forgive, don't never forget type shit.
For sure.
So what you said, I feel like I'm gonna touch on a lot later because you know I be having the notes. You know what I'm saying? But
I be scribing.
Literally, my own book of thoughts coming soon. You feel me? But I think when we come to, because while we will focus on resentment this episode, I think you gotta kind of encompass emotions as a whole dichotomy itself, to kind of look at it on an overarching view where you could kind of deep dive on that specific feeling. So before I get into the deep dive, to get it on a basic level with things like resentment, I think, now I guess I'll express how I deal with resentment. Don't let me have a reason to resent you. You know what I'm saying? It's just better not to have no false shit, because I will, oh yeah, that motherfucker did this. I don't mess with him. It ain't no hiding. You can keep that shit $150. You know what I'm saying? Niggas can't keep shit 100 like they someone losing at a dice game take 50. Nah, bro, slide that back. That's how y'all be acting, you feel me? But
niggas ain't real niggas no more. Niggas be having their feelings hurt. Can't nobody just hear you say, yeah, I just don't fuck with you, my nigga. Like,
what I'm gonna be talking about kind of is like it goes beyond some of those feelings. Like, to keep it simple, on the simple level, first, you gotta, it's chakra work, right? So you have to understand what emotions and actions come with every chakra. And what you want to do is you want to research the emotional climate of every chakra and what it looks like. Understimulated, overstimulated, and balanced. Because those are the only three things you can ever be. You see what I'm saying? And so those feelings like resentment and everything stem from one of those three. And it's probably not balanced, because balance represents that unification. You know what I'm saying? That understanding. So it, and not saying Because it gets tricky when we talk about like emotions, when you're talking metaphysical and this Afrocentric idea. You try to, sometimes you kind of want to blend the two. You know what I mean? Like you like, I don't want to be this way, but this is how I feel. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, I know exactly what you mean. And so you can recognize that it's wrong, but you still want to acknowledge your own feelings right. and emotions. And
this is where I get to talking shit about humanity. But before I get deep into that, I want to emphasize the point that you can be, I don't want to word this wrong. I want to say you can be in something, but not of it. You don't, so you can still display your compassion or your emotions, but you don't have to become that emotion. You see what I'm saying? And so I think this might be a hard concept for people to grasp, but since we're talking about it and, you know, things of that nature, there's nothing wrong with having feelings and dealing with those feelings. Let's just get that first and foremost. You know what I'm saying?
Because feelings, that's just human.
Yeah, it's human. Human as fuck. And as we talk about, human as fuck. But if we're going to look at this from an occultist and scientist point of view, you have to kind of understand that as humans, we have an addiction to humanity. You see what I'm saying? So you can be addicted to the emotions that you display because all you know. So there's nothing wrong with the feeling itself, but what we have is the ability to be bigger than humanity, which is like saying bigger than your ego and bigger than your humanity itself. You see what I'm saying? And so in order, the whole goal, and this is, let me emphasize another thing for the people listening. If you don't want to be above your humanity, you can cut it off, right? No disrespect, but I'm saying, like, there's people who want to be of their humanity, and if you're someone that's trying to be above your humanity, this is where this is important for you to hear. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so in order to elevate in general, your humanity has to suffer, right? If you think about everything that goes on in this reality, this shit is minuscule. This world is just something you passing through, right? This is about being spiritually adept to stuff. So,
is it like under or, you know, being able to, I guess, master the emotions that come with dealing with the human shit? You know, it's like, even though it's so minuscule, in the human brain, it's so big. You feel me? So it's like getting over that is part of the journey. In the grand scheme of things, even though, you know, we actually look at it for what it is, you know, pales in comparison.
Yeah, because you shouldn't be trying to get rid of that resentment to be a better human being. You know what I'm saying? You should be if you want to get rid of that resentment, you should be doing it for you for a greater purpose, but not to be a better person. You see what I'm saying? Because that's not gonna help you become a better person. That's not how this shit works. Humanity itself is a flaw. So you want your humanity. So in this episode, I guess I'll be substituting the word emotions for humanity. I'll be using those as the same word. Okay. So you want your humanity, you want the flow of humanity to follow your spiritual flow. You see what I'm saying? So your spiritual energy controls the humanity. So it's basically saying you are in control of your emotions, right?
Not
in like a human stance, like, ooh, I'm centered, ooh, I'm calm. But we're going to go kind of into like your reactions and everything. So what you're really looking for is, what you're trying to do is, and we're talking about this resentment and these feelings you might have, you're talking about deprogramming your mind from the programming, the things that make you feel that way. So that could be your trauma, because the reason you might hold resentment because someone did this is because something you experienced with your pop or your mama when you were 7 or 8. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When they said, oh, we're going to get you ice cream, and they don't get you ice cream, they just want you to start crying in the store, right? So you could be...
But now you're dealing with the feelings and niggas lying to you, you got trust issues with her.
Exactly. And niggas, you would have no idea that those two is correlated, right? Until you actually sit down and do the work and realize, oh, this is what they're talking about. So this is no different than, and I'm going to take it to like a larger sense or a larger issue to kind of make you understand. This is like, this is how you would deal with like post-traumatic slave syndrome. That's what I call it, right? PTSD or PT, what is it? PTSS. PTSS.
I can't spell. Look at him.
Right? And so, I mean, and that right there, that's how HOTEP niggas be formed, right? So
post-traumatic slave,
right? And you know, because you find something new to kind of take out that resentment on to an extent, or you find something new. So if, for example, you know it's something more to it, but you're gonna put on a dashiki and talk about Europe, and now you know everything, right?
That ain't gonna cut it,
right? And side note, I've had some people recognize me in public and go, oh, you be on that hotel shit. Don't ever disrespect me like that in my presence again. Y'all niggas is wild. We do not do that here. We do real magic. Don't get cursed.
I heard putting hexes on niggas.
Yeah, y'all niggas is wild. Oh, I like what you do on the podcast, little hotel shit. What is you talking about, son? You clearly ain't listening. Hotel my ass. All right, anyways, that's just a side note. But what you don't want to do is you don't want to take residence here and everything that's, and by here I mean this earthly realm. So this is not your home, one. So everything you experience here is just but a journey. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And
don't so get this caught up.
This is not your home. Africa damn sure ain't your home. You know what I'm saying? Earth not your motherfucking home. Your emotions are not your home. You can't live in them. You can't live in that. We don't live here beyond this. Once you die, what you think you worry? You in my head, when you die, you gonna be worried about what's going on here? Nah. That's for the people that's here to worry about. You feel? Mm-hmm. Right? And so all in what we call the underworld, subconscious, whatever you want to call it, all that lies within that underworld is for you to reach in and take out. And so this is kind of where you get your, this is where you can utilize the law of polarity. So since there's an opposite to everything, if you experience resentment, you just as equally can experience the opposite of that, which is happiness and contentment. Mm. Which requires you to just flip the switch. You see what I'm saying?
What switch, metaphorically speaking?
The switch essentially would be your ability to realize that you're not of this. If you can have resentment towards something, you can also have contentment towards it. It's saying there's no impossibility of not being able to experience the other one. Because if someone is sad, the opposite of sad is happy. There's the law of polarity. It's attainable. You see what I'm saying?
I see what you mean.
It's not unattainable, because if it was unattainable, there wouldn't be an opposite for it. You see what I'm saying?
Facts.
You can't be alive if you don't die, and you can't be dead if you don't live. So when we think about feelings and how we deal with things like resentment and everything, those all play under the same laws you govern your life with. You see what I'm saying?
The same emotions and thought patterns that can lead you to grow resentment.
You can be in it, but not of it. You see what I'm saying? You can understand, I might have resentment towards this, but I'm not of that feeling. I'm beyond that type of human emotion, and I can control that human emotion with my own magical energy. Right? You use humanity to serve you and your emotions. You serve them bitches on the platter, because the demiurge, your ego, feeds off of those feelings. Right?
So I could just serve that motherfucking nun. Star, bitch.
Yeah, they feed off of that. So none of that has nothing. You can't be of the, you can't be so in, yeah, you can't be, I'm getting my turn confused. You can't be of that, the emotions that try to control you, but at the same time, you should be able to recognize, if you have that emotion, why am I having that emotion? Where does that stem from, right? Understanding, because how you react to any and everything is a direct result of repetition, trauma, or programming, whether good or bad. You see what I'm saying? at all times. And so what I've realized is that as people, we seem to merge that kind of Afrocentric frame of mind and the metaphysical frame of mind. And they are related, but yet they differ. They split off. So the Afrocentric approach has to deal more with your feelings, which there's nothing wrong with them at all, but it doesn't reach the metaphysical state. And so as an occultist or a scientist, you're trying to look beyond the aspects of physical life. So that Afrocentric becomes whatever issue you hold, i.e., or, you know, for example, that resentment. But the metaphysical state of mind would be similar, kind of like to that Jesus narrative, like turning the other cheek. But not to say, like, if you hit me, I won't hit you back. I'm not saying that. You most definitely going to get smacked. But you're trying to think, turning the other cheek is analogy for, or allegory for, you're trying to think of something you would naturally do. So if you smack me, could I be able to hold back the immediate human response to smack you back?
So that's what it really is about.
But it does not mean you still can't smack them. That's not what I'm saying. You can most definitely still get smacked.
Right. It's a possibility for you to overcome the
right. Or the, it's knowing that
primal instinct.
Right. It's knowing I have the ability to. Because I can still smack you and no, I didn't have to smack you, or I didn't really want to smack you, but or I didn't need to smack you. I just really wanted to smack you after that. You see what I'm saying?
I had time today.
Yeah. So it's being able to tell yourself, did you, or in saying you did after doesn't count. In the moment, do you go, in this moment, I can turn away and walk away and be perfectly, turn the other cheek, right? Something higher, something other than my natural reaction. But what I'm saying is, at the same, it does not mean you still will not get smacked in the end. Because I know for sure if someone can smack me and I can continue about my day like I didn't get smacked, but you will most definitely get smacked as a result. You see what I'm saying?
But I have the means to be nonviolent, but that ain't finna go down.
But that's the exact point we emphasizing. You having the means to and being aware of the means. And not just saying it to say it. You see what I'm saying? Like actually knowing I can be content, but I'm still gonna smack you. You know what I'm saying? And so when we handle our emotions, we try to blend those two aspects together, which is why you kind of end up sometimes. Think about like a situation where, say like you're in like a crowd and something embarrassing happens to you. And so you're battling with that decision of, do I keep moving or do I, you see what I'm saying? You're trying to blend the two reaction systems and you can either react humanly or beyond. You see what I'm saying?
No, I was going to be like, man, this is not even something I need to be worried about.
Right, because perception. Exactly. You can move on from the event, the experience, or you can be above it. But if you do choose to react, understand why you reacted and that you chose to react, right? Not that you reacted out of the trauma or the things that you experienced. You see what I'm saying? And it's, you're asking yourself, am I going to have a human response or the occult response? And it, at the end of the day, it all simply comes down to choice. You feel me? What you choose to do, how you choose to do it, right?
What do you think we can do to make the choice easier, especially in the moment, like in the heat of battle?
The heat of battle, I would say, and see, this is where you kind of know, this is where the chakra, this is exactly where, like, if I say to deal with your chakras and emotions come through, because how you will react will depend strictly on you and where you're at, right? The choice is as easy as you want it to be. You see what I'm saying? You, when you understand that everything is in your control or everything you experience, you either chose to experience for your own spiritual reasons that only you could determine because it happened to you and no one else, right? You can decipher what was the lesson in this? What was the point of this? Why did I react like this? Was I supposed to react like this in that moment? As in, was it already predestined for me to react that way, right? So say if you have a, and since I'm about talking about chakras, you also got to look at chakras as a ladder system too, right? So you don't just start at the roof of the house. You don't just pop up at the top of the ladder. You got to climb that bit. You know what I'm saying? So you will work from the bottom. Ooh, is this oversaturated or undersaturated, or, you know, understimulated, overstimulated? Is the balance? And with the balance in certain areas of your emotions comes the ease of the choice, right? How to make this move? How should I go about this situation?
Yeah. Understanding the imbalances.
Right.
Directly related to the issues.
And so if you can't get up the ladder because of your emotional blockage based upon your humanity, for whatever reasons, and note that whatever the reasons are reasons you've created or allowed to persist, right? So since we're talking about resent, us as magicians and or scientists, you can use your magic to create a counterbalance to that feeling. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Right? A great example is like, say you're mad about something, but the moment you forget about it, it's like the thing does not exist, right? Like when you're upset about something all day, you do something, you forget about it, you happy as hell. The whole idea and concept about it no longer persists within your mind. You see what I'm saying?
It all comes back to the mind.
Right? And that becomes your counterbalance. And so if someone or something can get you emotional, whether indirect or directly, note that it has its control over you. And that's not to say that you shouldn't have compassion towards the situation or not, because that's only natural. But what I'm saying is, to those specifically that's trying to be above the human shit, you
got to develop the internal counterbalance.
Right? Yeah. You create, is that because everything operates on polarity? So if you feel this way, there has to be an opposite, right? An opposite reaction to it. And that opposite reaction could have been the opposite way that situation could have went. But in that moment, and it's, again, it's not to say that you can't react. So a great example, because some people make it seem like, you know, the little fake namaste people, like if someone smack your mom, like, you, what you gonna do? Oh, turn the other cheek? Nah, the mother's gonna be his shit rocked. Yeah. You right? So, and it's not to say that you can't do that, but you can understand it beyond this understanding on this human level. I didn't have to operate of the humanity that is based upon that resentment or that anger or that ego in that moment. Right? Because there's a difference to be in it, but not of it. Someone that's of the humanity only feels that they have to react that way. Someone that's simply in it can understand, I can react this way or this way. Let's flip a coin and see how I'm feeling today. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Versus being of the resentment in that moment where, for example, you can only emulate it's like saying you can only emulate that resentment, right? It's a difference between someone that's in the situation can only give out that feeling versus having the choice, right? Red pill, blue pill. It was your choice, right? But understanding that, you have the choice because you control your emotions is a different understanding and a different use of your magic than someone who can only react in this way. It's like someone who hears something and they immediately get mad, and you're like, yo, chill out. You heard one word.
Ain't gonna be all that.
Right? And so people that choose to be of humanity already make their choice, so they react as soon as they see something, right? Or their reality dictates. So, you know, their reality dictates their humanity.
Yeah.
And that's being
so quick to be changed like that can only mean that you got some
weaknesses. Yeah. And that's really essentially what humanism is, you know, going off morals and emotions. Because for an example, in the United States, you know, you it's wrong to have relations with someone under 18, but you go overseas, motherfuckers is like 15. Oh, that sounds about right to me. You know what I'm saying? And so your morals and your emotions are only conducive to your social situation. They're all just inventions of humanity, right? So all we need to guide and control ourselves is simply saying, what would you, what we want someone to do that to you? And that should be your only guide and only basis to how you operate, right? Not because someone else said so. So if you say, I wouldn't want that to happen to me, you react accordingly as to what you would want. Someone disrespects you presently, and you want to smack them because you wouldn't want to do that, by all means. Right? I'm not out here promoting violence or nothing, though. I'm just telling you to do to do you, right? But everything else that surrounds that stigma, ah, what would this person do? What did I see these people do? What did this one individual say? Those, just like everything else outside of what would you want? It's like a DLC. Shit extra, nigga. You know what I'm saying? That shit is just there to cloud your judgment. None of that shit matters. What tunes your chakras? Okay, how do you do that? Cool. You see if you're understimulated, overstimulated, or balanced. If you balance, you move to the next one and do the same work. If you're under or over, you figure out how you can get yourself into balance, what requires that. And from there, you can ask yourself when you're in situations, what would we want someone to do that to us? You can ask yourself that. And that's how you would handle. That's how you can handle your situation, because at that point, you're being pure of heart to yourself. You see what I'm saying? Not to any standards or social norms to what anyone says. It's, for example, is how you can hear two of the exact same situation, but then you understand who that person is and you can justify it for that. But you see what I'm saying? Like, oh, well, him, you see what I'm saying? When it happened to him, it's different because of X, Y, Z. You see what I'm saying? And why are you able to say that? Because you might have information about who that person is, how they operate, yada, 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 yada. But essentially, you're talking about how that affected them, and only they know, and they reacted how they felt accordingly. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Right? They reacted in what I wouldn't say
human. Just off to of them. What they know.
Right. They that's going to be based, and that will be based. But see, it's a difference when you can ask yourself. It's a difference between acting, of course, and this is an invention that comes with humanity too. Again, your social constructs, where you grew up around, who you grew up around, those things will are factors in being able to realize that if I strip those aspects of where I was raised, how I was raised, what I've seen outside of all of that, would I want someone to do that to me? You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And that's 99% of questions.
You said what? Yeah. And you can use that in a dual layer aspect. So you can say that to someone. So like, for instance, you could have something happen to you and be like, yo, I don't like that. I don't like that. Or you could be in the position where you did it to someone. And if they reacted the same way you were reacting, you were able to understand like, oh, well, I wouldn't want someone to do that to me. You see what I'm saying?
I was like, really trying to put yourself in the other person's shoes.
And so when you're on a certain level, there's nothing no one can say or do to you that can get a reaction or take control of you. That is beyond your own. And I think that's the hard, that's why I say it's a hard concept, because you can still react how you want to react, but it's a difference when you know it is of your own choice. Most times it's not of your own choice. It's due to everything around you. It's like someone getting hit in public and it's like 10 people around you and you want to turn around and keep it moving, but you feel because it's 20 people right there looking, you go, oh, I ain't no bitch. Right? You go, I ain't no bitch. So you start, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. You got to live up to this idea that you feel like you have to be
right, but it's not saying that you can't still smack the shit out of them, but it's that you feel like you have to based upon the aspects and the layers of humanity, not of your own free will. Right?
You didn't recognize your power.
Right. And if you want to be real, you can make homie get hit by a bus later that day if you want to keep it a buck 50.
Yeah, like you said, you walk around here, the nigga smack you, put a hex on their ass, and fuck around and get hit by a meteor.
Dude just trip and fall, bro. Trying to next punch, bro. He was a face plant, bro. He ain't even got a touch, homie. And it's stuff beyond, even having to do a spell, because most times when you walk in a certain energy or a level of consciousness, you won't even experience certain things unless you chose to experience that shit. So then you have to decipher, why did I experience that? Okay, I chose to experience that. Is that a result of me having something unbalanced? Is that a result of, what did I need to gain from this interaction, this altercation? What did I want to see for myself? Because you wouldn't have put yourself in that situation. And I'm not saying whether it's good or bad, or I'm not saying anything of that nature. I'm just saying the mere notion of it. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, how did I get here? Right. What's the message in all of this? Right. Because there's no such thing as coincidence. You ain't just stumble into a brawl. You know what I'm saying? What?
Nah, you can really be minding your business it at every step.
Right. You can be minding your business and be like, yo, I ain't mean to end up in this brawl. Well, did you? Did you not? Right. It's you begin to ask them questions. So it's all about becoming in control of everything. Right,
like you just need the flow. Your flow gotta be immaculate, the inner flow.
And I hope that kind of touched on everything.
Yeah, I think it's some good gems, especially for people who, you know, they got some shit they holding on to. Maybe they can start taking the steps they need to get rid of that shit.
For sure. And on that note, I think we can close this episode out. You know what I'm saying? So you guys know with the outro.
From men to kings.
And from kings to gods.
Man, that man been sleep the whole episode.
Oh, no, I was here.
Nah, I'm just messing with you. But this has been Fresh Fair Entertainment. Peace, family.
Here we go. Farewell.